It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn with the University of Auckland on 95 BFM.
Yes, it's that time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to Waipapa Taumātoro, the University of Auckland. Today we have a special guest in the studio, Lee Tong Chen, who is a doctoral candidate at the Department of Chemical and Materials Engineering at the Faculty of Engineering and Design. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning. Looking forward to learning a little bit about your research, which is all about tackling water insecurity by turning salty seawater into safe drinking water. This is really interesting. Tell us a little bit more about the research.
Yes, my research is about using the solar energy to turn seawater into the fresh drinking water. Mm-hmm. And we develop a floating material that, like a sponge, the bottom layer can draw the seawater upward and the top layer capture the sunlight and turn it into heat. So the seawater at the surface can evaporate, and then we collect the clean water vapor and condense it into the fresh water. So basically we just making the natural water cycle faster and more efficient.
By using the energy from the sun.
Yes.
Right, interesting. So this like sponge that you're talking about, can you tell us a bit more about it, what it looks like, how big it is?
Yes, because we need it in the ocean, but we don't need to make a giant sponge. We can make the system, because the system is module, and we can make separate panels and then place them next to each other. So it's just a little like solar panels. Mm-hmm. So in the lab we usually test a small sample and then calculate how much the water they can produce per square meter. So if we used in the large community, we could simply install the more units rather than trying to build a big one sample.
And so choosing to use solar power, what was the decision behind that as the main sort of force of energy?
Because the traditional desalination could use a lot of electricity, or the equipment is very expensive. Mm-hmm. But solar evaporator is attractive because we can use the sunlight. The sunlight is renewable, widely available, and it's free to use. Mm-hmm. So the system can be quite simple, and is very cheap without a high pressure or the complicated equipment. So that could make especially useful for remote communities or small islands or some emergency situations where the electricity are limited.
Does it have to be sunny though for it to work?
It needs good sunlight to work efficiently, but it doesn't necessary to have to be a very extremely hot days, because the evaporation is more important of the sunlight instead of the temperature. Mm-hmm. But it may still produce some water or in a cloudy, but the pollution rate would be lower.
Right, okay.
Yes, the other factor also matters, such as the wind. Mm-hmm. And how efficient we collect the water vapor and whatever salt build on the surface. So there are all challenges we need to start it before using the system outdoors.
Fascinating. Such an interesting model that is you've sort of developed here. Have you tested it, and what did you find when you tested it?
In our experiments, the results were encouraging. So based on the water production rate we measured, 1 square meter of the evaporator can produce the water about 8 adults in just 1 sunny day. And we also collect the condensed water and test its quality. So the concentration of the main ions in the water. So we found the water can match the standards of WHO's drinking water. So it's both efficient and safe to drink.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And so how long until we might see something like this become like a real life thing?
Wow, I think it's a long way to go, because the scientific idea is already works, but turning an experiment to a reliable produce takes time. So we still need to improve the cost and the long-term performance. For example, the material need to survive salt, mm-hmm. and changing weather, and repeat the repeat the use. So we also need an affordable and efficient way to collect and condense the water vapor. But the smaller system for remote areas maybe come true in faster futures, but the more development and the real working test are still need. Maybe need a long time.
Okay. Ah, that's so interesting, though. And I'm imagining that the benefits to society would be huge in terms of water insecurity that we're currently facing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about the sort of impact this would have?
Impact, okay, because the billion of people around the world still have no reliable access to have the safe drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And this research is trying to turn that huge existing resource into something useful by combining it with sunlight. So it will not replace every water treatment technology or solve the global water shortage, but it could be another useful option, especially in sunny places with limited electricity or infrastructure. So for me, the goal is to turn material research to a practical technology, and that could one day help more people to access clean and safe water.
Wow, that's so cool. What interesting work you're doing. Thank you so much, Letong, for coming up for a kōrero about your research. And best of luck with everything going forward.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn on 95 BFM.